Well, good evening again, Christian Fellowship Church, and to all of you that are live streaming with us this evening. We are coming to you again by the way of live streaming, and we're so glad you could join us. Ooh, I'm excited about Jesus. He's on the throne, that devil is defeated, and Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father God, because the tomb is empty and he is risen, and he has ascended and took a seat at the right hand of the Father, where we have been raised with him. And so we're so thankful that we can come to you tonight, and we have a good word for you tonight. And what we will be talking about, we were raised with him. I want you to listen to this. We were raised with him. Our text, Ephesians 1:19. Listen, reading from the King James. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us what who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. And then in chapter 2, verse 1, it says, and you has he quickened, who was dead in trespasses and sin. Now watch this. The translator added that to the verse, you has he quickened. And that leaves us with the impression that that happened when we got born again. But no. We were made alive together with God, with Jesus. We were made alive together with Jesus when God raised him from the dead. Now let's look back at Ephesians 1:19. He said, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us what who believe? Then he tells us how exceeding it is. He says, according to the working of his mighty power. According to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. See, when Christ was raised from the dead, we were raised with him. When Christ was raised from the dead, we were raised with him. So that means his resurrection is our resurrection. His life is our life. Let's look at this a little further, and I believe we can see it a little clearer. Let's look at Ephesians, on down further in Ephesians chapter 2. Listen to what verse 4 says. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he has loved us, wherewith he loved us, even when we was dead in sin, has he quickened us together with Christ. See that? Not when you got born again. When you got born again, that's when you accepted it. That's when you found out about it and accepted it. But you were raised with him. And that's very, and this is very important that you understand this, because once you understand that you've been raised up with him, You have been made to sit with him. You've been made one with him. He's the head and we're the body. So let's read on. And even when we was dead in sin, has he quickened us together, that means made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you're saved. And has raised us up together. Notice, he raised us up together. Now watch it. He had raised us up together and made us sit together. Where? In heavenly places, in Christ Jesus. See, authority-wise, we are seated with Jesus at the right hand of God. I'm going to say that again. Authority-wise, we are seated at the right hand of God in Christ Jesus. He's there. And he is the head, we are the body. The same authority that Jesus has, we have. The same resurrection power God used to raise Jesus. I want you to listen. The same resurrection power that God raised Jesus from the dead, he raised you and me. He raised us from the dead with that same power at the same time. Hallelujah. And that means we are seated in heavenly places far above all principality, power, might, you name them, dominion, every name you come up with. We've been raised above them. They no longer can rule over us. Hallelujah. Let's look a little further now in Colossians chapter 2. Listen what it says here. Same to get to witness and a greater impact. Why? Because, see, Satan goes around boasting himself so proud, like telling you what he's going to do. Have so many people frightened over this coronavirus. But when you know God, and now listen to me good, when you know who you are in Christ, you have nothing to fear. I'm going to say it again. You have nothing to fear, nothing to be afraid of. But we pray for the people that do not know. But we know that God is bigger than any devil.